Hello, everyone, and welcome to the GGW8 quarterfinal recording. I got the coke out, the word file ready. It's time to dig down deep. Well, I guess not yet, because we just started, but here we go. PK, this piece was exceptional and exceptionally awesome. Your take on the prompt was spot on, and frankly, just utterly tops anything I could have possibly imagined. This was one of those ones where I just walked away with the thought of, this is quintessential PK. You couldn't have written a better piece for me, and where the fuck have you been for, like, the entire contest? Yeah, it was that good. Props. Many props. I really got nothing else to say. Entertainment is the win, and you showed it off. Moving on. Frosted. I think you kind of backed away on this one a bit, frankly. It was fine. You had a good piece. It was actually, you know, quite good. And aside from, like, some minor, you know, typo action, did a fair job. I think this was kind of more in line with a straightforward way to tackle the prompt, though. It wasn't really the most straightforward way, but I think you could have done a little bit more to kind of, you know, get into this. I'm not saying jump off the deep end, so to speak, but as a champion, you know, to be one, you gotta wade into that side of the pool a little bit, and I don't think you were quite there. You were kind of on that transitional boundary of when the shallow end kind of, like, starts to tilt down, and you're like, ooh, you know, okay, but you're not going all the way, and I think you just gotta go all the way. Your message, however, is pretty damn powerful and definitely gives you a point boost in regards to keeping you in the game. But I think you need to start thinking a bit bigger and thinking about really the end goal. Because you in particular are in this twilight period. You have clawed back, frankly, at Utora's lead a little bit, which I guess also hints to Utora, like, hey, Utora, step it up as well. So the both of you are in this very close boat. The point difference is puny. Fucking utterly puny. So whoever wants it more is going to get it. You have to dig deeper. You know, you have to entertain me and you have to show me your skills. I'm not saying write something, you know, ape shit, but I'm saying a little flair, particularly well-written, entertaining flair, could do you some good. In fact, it pretty much does everyone good, especially if it's gritty. Y'all know I like gritty. But, thoughts for you going forward. I'm, like, shaking my finger, like, in a scolding motion. It's a little odd, but anyway, moving on down through the word file to VOC. I like this one. Your take on it was solid, although I think you were a bit slow in developing the entertainment department and the drive to the actual point of the prompt. Once you connected the dots, you know, it was like the floodgates opened up and then, whoa, okay, here we go. But I'm, yeah, kind of sitting on the fence on that one. I'm also a bit on the fence when it comes to the casual nature of the grammar of this piece. On the one hand, there are some things in here that aren't exactly kosher, but they do work well with creating that candid portrait that really makes this work what it is, so I can't exactly knock you for it because it really sets the tone. But I think going forward, I know you're capable of doing it, but you gotta retune that entertainment edge, because this was a bit like, I sat there and I was like, where's the prompt? Where's the prompt? This is kind of slowing down. Where's the prompt? Oh! There it is. Finally. And you can flirt the line a little bit, but you don't want to push it too far, if you know what I'm saying. But, you know, aside from that, this was another really nice piece, and I enjoyed reading it. So, thanks. More scrolling. More and more scrolling. Down to you, Tora. I think you tackled the prompt well. Although, frankly, I think the biggest suffering here was from that last-minute rush of writing in terms of the editing department. You really captured that creative thrill, though, and I love how I just got this sense that you just lose yourself in the characters and their stories. However, kind of on the knocking side, I think you really did take the most straightforward path possible to this prompt, and I would like to have seen a bit more of a creative angle. Frosted was kind of in the same boat here, but, you know, that little poetic flair kind of pushed it up just a little bit. And this was like, I'm just going to ramble about my characters in, you know, an exciting and fun way. I mean, it was certainly entertaining, so I can't, you know, criticize that. But I would have liked to see a bit more push on the creative side of things, which would have also helped entertainment as well, because creative fun things kind of just naturally bleed into entertainment. That being said, again, I got the same kind of sense that I got with VOC, that you have a candid connection to these entities, and that was definitely painted well by you in this piece. And that brings me to Black Gabriel. BG, I'm not going to beat around the bush here. I'm pretty fucking disappointed. The playoffs bring the time for quirky, fun, and out-there prompts that are meant to challenge. Not attempting the prompt doesn't make the mark of a competitor, and certainly isn't even in the same damn ballpark as champion. On top of that, I frankly just found your comments about this to be completely and utterly disrespectful. I had people write love stories from the perspective of a kitchen sponge. Now, some raised their eyebrows and exclaimed, "The fuck, Wing," but every single person did it. This is the first time in 8 years of running GGW prompts that anyone has said to me, "I think this is bullshit, that people who do this are just wasting time, and that they are so-called writers who don't accomplish things." Well, now, I know I don't fall into any of those categories, and I very much enjoy and respect the character creation process. I also know that I'm not a so-called judge, and I'm fully capable of calling some whacked-out bullshit when I see it. Now, I'm just going to frankly leap off the rant train and grab the rant railgun. In the course of utterly blowing off the playoff prompt and flailing around about it, you miss something right in front of your damn face. Your execution of the entry just doesn't touch the prompt at all. I could remove it from this environment completely, and it's merely a self-existing brief narrative on a character. There's no mention of the process, no coupling to emotion, no indication of the task. But characters are caught in the context of the story, right? So there's no way I could even do this. And I'm assuming that's a yes here, because you essentially fucking said it in your post. Now, the mind-blowing part here is that you could have easily expanded this to say, I don't know, the character's perspectives when shifting through story settings. Or even better, shifted your own damn characters through various story settings to tell the tale of the changing perspectives that arise from the context. Full circle, huh? That would have been totally acceptable, but the prompt was bullshit, right? And just pissed to the never. And that being said, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies.